This is Terrio Media.
Yo, I'm not sure, but what you came for, to blow your smoke up your ass, seminar is next door. Line your tips up, man, just like Connect Four. Are you winning the one and yo, that's what we check for. I'm building piles of cash, create cash flow. Epic real estate investment to make your cash grow. Well, I can tell you ain't working smart at all. Tell people you work hard, you ain't working hard at all. Go deep with your investment before going wide. Too cold for you, yo, you need to go inside. It's not a money problem, it's an idea problem. Epic real estate investment, man, yo, we can solve them. Scared money don't make money. Passive income, cash flow, yo, how you create money. Savers and losers, open your eyes and see them. Matt Ferry, y'all creating your financial freedom. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. Glad you found us. And got a call last week. Someone wasn't happy with the song. The new song. Well, you always got fast forward. You can always fast forward. Or you can go ahead and create a new one. And I'll play yours instead if I like it better. And I'll make you famous. Alrighty. Cashflow Conclave is now in the books. It was last weekend. And it was absolutely fantastic. And to this point, I think it was the best event ever. The audience was engaged. The audience was constantly and continually participated. They were in full integrity. We had a bunch of integrity checks. And each person, each attendance left with their own customized rat race escape plan and a clear-cut to-do list of actions that correlate with that plan to properly execute that plan. It was great, fantastic, amazing to see a bunch of familiar faces. People keep coming back, which is, you know, that's great feedback. I appreciate you and I love you and we're going to do it again for sure. And as well, it was awesome just to meet a bunch of brand new people. So, you know, I got to spend a lot more time this time around with people individually and it was the greatest. It was the best one yet. And I know I've probably said that after each event, but this was the best one yet for sure. So very much looking forward to the next one. Don't have the dates up yet, but we will soon. And, you know, one of the big surprises, and I don't know if maybe it's a surprise, maybe it's not. It's always a good portion of the event, but I was surprised by how big and great this actually was. The subject of taxes and asset protection. Traditionally, not a very exciting subject. When you watch a speaker speak on this or you listen to an audiobook or a podcast or something on the subject, the speaker kind of has to do a lot of work to make it entertaining because, you know, it's taxes, it's asset protection. But, you know, we just had this week we had the audience completely captivated. Tim Berry, he shared his expertise in only the way that he can, but it wasn't just a performance. It just wasn't entertainment. No, he gave away his biggest and best stuff. He gave away his time for free to all that attended, both at the event and in private. So what I want you to do is tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode of Tax Hacker Tuesday to learn why you're going to want and need to take Tim up on his generous offer. He certainly can't give it away for free and definitely to everybody, but there's something specifically on the horizon of which it's probably going to behoove you to take him up on this offer because it's just something coming up and we'll talk about it tomorrow in depth. I don't want to get into it today and plus I don't know all about it. I have to leave that and defer to Tim on that. But my agreement with Tim is if you want to be on my show, Tim, if you want me to carve out a slot here and allow you to speak to my audience, then you've got to give, brother. You got to give, and you got to give abundantly. And he apparently got the message because give is what he did and it's what he continues to do. And if he wants to stay on this show, that's what he's got to do, continue to do indefinitely, okay? And you'll learn all about what I'm talking about on tomorrow's show, right here on the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We've carved out Tuesdays just for that. It's Tax Hacker Tuesday with Tim Berry. All right. Now, if you weren't fortunate enough to attend the Cashflow Conclave, you can catch the highlights of the event online this Wednesday at epiconlinecoaching.com. Just go to that domain name. That'll forward you to the little registration page we're going to hold the live repeat or recast and just really cover the highlights. So you can go to Epic onlinecoaching.com. Reserve your spot for a live crash course, so to speak, a live highlight of this past Epic Intensive. I'm going to take 3 days and try and squish the best of the best all into 60 minutes. So go to epiconlinecoaching.com for that. All right, so today I want to touch on something that came up at the intensive, and it came up in various contexts, and it came out all through the whole week. And that is your identity as a real estate investor. And I'm not talking really much so much about your investor identity, but your brand. You as a business person, as a real estate investing business, as a real estate investing entrepreneur, your brand, your personal brand as a real estate investor. So let's cover that today, as it's really important. And you know, it's important whether you are intentional about it or you are totally oblivious to it. So it's probably better to be intentional and aware of it if it's that important than be oblivious to it, because you don't want to get it wrong, right? It's important for your short-term success, but even more important for your long-term success. So let's cover generating business, how to generate business with your personal brand. Because if you get this part wrong, this business is, you know, it can be frustrating. The frustration is you get no referrals, you get no repeat business, you're constantly hustling, you're constantly grinding, and the fear there is, or I guess your almost predictable future is, the hard work is never going to end. It's always going to be a hustle. It's always going to be a grind. But if you get this part right, people will refer business to you. People will do business with you more than once. Business will start to come to you rather than you constantly having to hustle for it, than you constantly having to chase it. And eventually the hard work starts to dissipate. And it eventually does become easier and easier and easier, and ultimately leads to effortless business and deal flow. You know, a perfect example of this, this person actually attended the Epic Intensive and shared the stage with me for a short while, and shared what's been working for him over the years that we've been working together, and what continues to work, and how he plans to make it continue to work. And when I asked him for his favorite way for finding deals, he essentially said, "I like talking to little old ladies over lunch." That's what he said. And, you know, it was a little bit longer explanation than that, but that's what he does. He builds relationships with the people that he does business with. He has, he named two or three people by first name that he has business or lunch with, you know, a couple times a year. He's built these strategic relationships, and they're little old ladies, and they just love him to death. And, you know, and he's just built these strategic relationships, and indirectly, he's built a personal brand within his community as a real estate investor that solves problems, that cares, that follows through. And it's no wonder that he has a portfolio of rental properties, and he's created this in a very short period of time. He's got a portfolio of rental properties that generates approximately $20,000 a month. And it's Corey Kendig, I don't know if I said the name before already, but yeah, it was Corey. And although he's still grinding, he's still hustling, I mean, he's young, he's only 27 years old, so he's got a lot of energy and he's still got a lot of drive and a lot of aspirations, but he acknowledged that he doesn't have to grind and hustle anymore. He's just doing it because he wants to, because he's not done yet. But at $20,000 per month, yeah, you don't have to grind. You don't have to hustle. And pretty much every part of the country, there's a good living to be had at that type of income, especially when it's more of the passive nature. But he doesn't have to do it anymore or doesn't have to grind anymore because of the personal brand as a real estate investor that he's created within his market, within his community and his network. And you can do the same. You can do the same thing. So let's talk about five key points of as to how you can create your personal brand, the type of brand that's going to start to generate additional business for you and ultimately can replace all of your other marketing efforts. It can be your sole source of business just by having a good personal brand as what you do as a real estate investor. Okay, so first point, let's start just kind of around creating a brand. Like, let's not just let the brand happen to us and whatever we do, that's what we're stuck with. No, let's go be intentional about it and actually focus on creating that brand and creating a brand that people want to do business with, and that you might find some varying opinions on this, what I'm about to share. But what I am going to share with you is what I've recognized to be a no-brainer, like the absolutes, what I know to work for sure. Okay, so let's talk about being intentional and creating that brand and what that looks like, what that consists of. So point number one is to become known as a problem solver. You know, we talk about that a lot here on the show, but you want to be known as that. You don't want to just go in with a mindset to solve people's problems, distressed property owners' problems, but you want to be known by everybody as you're the problem solver. You don't want to be known as this greedy piranha vulture-like real estate investor that steals people's houses. I think undeservingly, we've as a community of real estate investors, a lot of people view us that way. And there's probably there's definitely some bad apples out there that have created that reputation. And unfortunately, that's the one that has kind of stuck. But you want to make sure that you're intentional about not that being you. You want to be known as a problem solver, be known as the solution to distressed property owners and give them the type of solutions that empowers them to get beyond whatever has them distressed in the first place so they can get on with their lives. That's a valuable service that you can bring to the table. That's a valuable service for people, and that's a good thing. There's people out there that need you. They need that. You know, distressed property owners, they're going to exchange equity for peace of mind. They'll do it every single day of the week, twice on Sunday, three times on Monday, four times on Tuesday. I mean, that's a big value. So what you need to focus on is being a problem solver. Give them peace of mind by solving their problems. It's a big part of your personal brand that's going to generate referrals and generate repeat business. And it's going to allow this business to get a lot easier for you in the future. Okay? It's going to be a long-serving, long-run strategy for you to generate business for right now and far into the future, regardless of what the market does. Okay? Make you impervious to the market fluctuations. Point number two, you want to be a real estate investor of integrity. Integrity. And, you know, the definition of integrity for people, that can vary significantly. And it's, you know, it might sound even a little bit cliche or a little bit obvious or a little bit, you want to be a person of integrity. But what does that really mean? How do you be a person of integrity and be intentional about it and making sure that everyone knows you in the same manner? So to keep it simple, in a way that you can apply an integrous nature to the way that you operate and be intentional about it, and you know that it's happening, and do it in a way so that it builds your brand for you inadvertently, is say what you're going to do and do what you say. It's that simple, okay? Say what you're going to do and do what you said you were going to do. Just say it and then do it. But declare it up front and then do it. Follow through. Be someone known as a person of their word. And do it for no other reason. Whatever you said you're going to do, go do it. And do it for no other reason than you said you were going to do it. Do it just because you said so. Start honoring your word in that fashion. And giving honor to your word has to be really no more complicated than just simply doing what you said you were going to do because you said it. That's honoring your word. I said it, I got to do it. Sometimes circumstances change, and sometimes, you know, your emotions change or your goals change, your ambitions change, your motives or your direction changes. But now do it because you said you were going to do it, regardless of what else happened. You said you're going to do it, even if it hurts. That's how you develop a reputation of integrity. That's how you instill integrity into your business. I mean, and this is really a big deal. It's a big deal. And get excited when you gave your word to something and all of a sudden you realized, you know, a week later, like, oh God, now I got to do this. Don't go and hide. That's what normal people do. That's what average people do. It's what below average people do, obviously. But even just average good people, that's what they do too. You don't want to be that. You want to be above average. It's a big deal that can give you an extreme advantage over your competition because really nobody honors their word in that manner. No one walks around and says that I'm going to go do this just because I said I was going to do it. I really don't feel like it today. It doesn't really matter anymore. No one's going to care. No one's going to notice. I'm just not going to do it. That's how most people think. No, you got to do it because you said you're going to do it. That's integrity. Okay, so that's number two. Point three. And I kind of touched on it. Maybe it's a little bit part of integrity, but I don't know. I think it deserves its own distinction, its own point, and that's follow through. Follow through and follow through all the way to the end. And do it to the best of your ability. You know, and I want you to start thinking about not even to the best of your ability. I want you to over-deliver. Make sure that your brand encompasses the idea of a person that follows through and they always over-deliver. You ever been to like a hotel and you check into your room and you go up to the room and, you know, and you've got some little extra amenities they put, you know, have you ever had a gift basket from the people at the hotel in your hotel once you got to your room? I mean, how does that feel? Right? It feels really, really good. And it shines a very good light on that hotel or that experience. And you remember it. You absolutely remember it. And so will everybody else in the instances that you over-deliver. So follow through with quality. Don't just follow through and just so you can check it off the list. Do a good job. Do it right. Do it right the first time so you don't have to go back and do it again. So you don't give the person that you're providing the service or whatever you said, whoever you gave your word to, so that they can't sit there and question or have thoughts, because maybe they won't even tell you that they were dissatisfied. They'll just think, oh, well, that's okay. It'll work. It'll do. Right? No, you want to follow through with quality, and you want to over-deliver. Okay, so that's point three. Point four is around creating your personal brand and being intentional about it. Reciprocate. Follow the law of reciprocity. Meaning when someone gives to you, give back. And give back more than what you received. I like to use the word give back tenfold. You know, for example, when someone gives you a referral, they refer a distressed owner to you, or they refer a discounted property to you. Treat that referral like gold. I mean, give them that referral the best service, give them the best solution that you can. Let the referrer know, the person that gave you the referral, that their reputation is in good hands. Because if you don't do a good job, it shines badly on them. Do you think you're going to get another referral from over there? You're not. So let them know up in advance that, hey, your reputation, it's in good hands. And then let them know when everything turned out great. And show them your gratitude. I like giving gifts. I like referring business to them. I might patronize their business. I might give them my business if I can't find a referral for their business. And on that note, really, maybe I address this out of sequence. I want you to give before you receive, because the law of reciprocity, that goes both ways. You know, if someone gives to you, I want you to give back. But if you start giving and giving and giving, it's coming back to you. If you give enough, it will come back to you. It'll come back to you tenfold. All right, so that's point four, the law of reciprocity. Embrace it. Embrace that one. All right. And then point five, don't be ashamed to promote yourself. Don't keep yourself a secret. Let people know what you do. Let them know that you're good at it. Don't be obnoxious about it. Don't be arrogant about it. But don't keep it a secret. Put your name and phone number on your car. Put it on your clothes. Wear clothes with a call to action. I mean, during the day you are working, it's not about fashion and style. It's about getting business done. Don't be ashamed of promoting yourself. You know, put something like, I pay cash for houses. Ask me how. Something like that. I mean, this is a people business. And every piece of real estate you buy or sell is going to be from or to another person. So you've got to deal with people. And if you have to deal with people, and you know, part of the time you're engaging and you're initiating that contact, but make it really easy for them to initiate that contact with you. You need to make it easy for people to talk to you. You need to make it easy for people to engage with you. You know, one of the exercises that we did at the Epic Intensive was around building an automated lead machine. It's kind of what we started with on day one. And let's go, and everybody built a lead machine, and we went through this whole exercise, and everybody left with all the pieces and how to put that together to create their own lead machine. And one of the bigger insights for people through that exercise was around, you know, how many people that they actually know that could send them referrals, but those people, they have absolutely no idea that they buy houses, right? Like, if I know 10 contractors that are in my network, do those 10 contractors know that I buy houses? And it was amazing for people on how many people they knew, how many people within their network that they know that are either directly or indirectly or could be indirectly or directly associated or affiliated or connected or attached or in communication with distressed property owners. And those people, they don't even know that they buy houses. It's pretty amazing. So the point here is don't keep yourself a secret. Don't be obnoxious about it. But creating a personal brand is as much about promoting yourself as it is about the service you provide that backs up the promotion. You need both. Okay, so don't keep yourself a secret. All right, so let's recap. One, be a problem solver. Two, operate with integrity. Three, follow through and over-deliver. Four, reciprocate. And five, promote yourself. All righty, so here are three action steps for you that you can take and so you can make an impact right away. Number one, make it a habit to declare what you're going to do before you do it and then do it. So for example, right now when this podcast ends, this is how you practice. Call your significant other and say, honey, I'm going to pick up dinner tonight and I'll meet you at home. And then do it. You declared it before you did it and then you did it. All right? So number two, I mean, that's just one example. You can do whatever. Maybe it's the dry cleaner. I'm going to take out the trash or I'm going to go wash the car or whatever it may be. Just declare something in advance that you're going to do and then do it just for the sole reason that you declare that you are going to do it, that you gave your word to it. That's honoring your word. That's a way to start practicing. That's a way to start making this a habit. Okay, number two, give, give, give. Just keep on giving with and don't be attached to the outcome, but you're going to earn the right to ask and receive. And I want you to almost look at the people within your network, like, you know, those contractors, those CPAs or the realtors or the clerk that you pass every single day when you're mining for leads, like all those different people that you interact with, just start giving to them. And I want you to think about you're giving to them in a way that's going to guilt them to giving back to you. You're going to give so much that they're going to feel the need to give back to you. Like, oh my gosh, that person, they're so nice. They bring me a coffee every day. And blah, 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 I got to do something for them. Or they send me business all the time. I got to give them some business back. How can I do that? You're going to guilt them into that. Just give, give, give. The law of reciprocity is going to work in your favor. And so that's number two, as far as an action step that you can take for creating your brand, being intentional about it. I mean, think about someone do you have a CPA? They're very much connected to people in distress, right? Do you have an attorney in your network? What's something nice you can go do for them just to be nice and be completely detached from the outcome? If you go and do something nice for them, they do nothing back for you, accept it. That's perfectly okay. But don't stop there. Just keep on going. Develop, add that action or that type of character to your personal brand, and that's going to come back to you. And then number three, don't keep yourself a secret. Start sharing with people what it is that you do. You know, like I said, don't be overbearing, don't be arrogant, don't be obnoxious about it. But when people say, what do you do? Or just start initiating that contact. Say, hey, this is what I'm doing. I don't know if you knew this or not, but it's what I do. And if you come across anybody in any sort of distress, you know, that's what I do is I solve these problems. And I help people out of that situation. So if anybody comes along that fits this and this criteria, give me a call, let me know. You know, pick up a car magnet. Go online, search car magnets, and put car magnets on your car. You know, if you're embarrassed about that, then maybe you shouldn't be in this business. Maybe that's why you're not doing as much business as you want, because you're afraid to even let people know that you do it. You know, and if, when you're working 9 to 5, the sun's up, those magnets should be on your car. Okay? Have a couple t-shirts made or hats made with your service and your call to action. Hey, I buy houses fast in any condition. Ask me how. Or ask me now. Okay? Put your call to action on there and then wear them. You have to wear them. People have to see them. At the very, very least, do that. But constantly focus on your promotion, promote your solutions, promote your service, and you're going to start creating a reputation, a personal brand that people want to do business with, that people want to send business to, and they want to continue doing business with. So take those three steps, start building on top of it by creating a reputation as a problem-solving real estate investor that operates under the most strict integrity. They follow through, they over-deliver, and they reciprocate favors. I mean, just be a joy to work with. And you will start and continue to generate business with your personal brand. Alrighty, now you know, time to do. That's it for today. God bless to your success. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Huh. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.